proposals on projects and schemes approved for completion in 2018 and on new projects. The first speaker will be Yura Nikitenko from Frank Laboratory. In his case, final report will be presented, so we have no reviewers, and the PAC is expected to give its opinion on the project. So, Yura, the floor is yours.
I present your report about realization of the project isotope reflectometry at IBR2 reactor. The project had been continuing during 4 years. Participants of projects are staff men of two departments. First department, nuclear physics department, participants Gundorin, Lidenov, Kopach, and second department, condensed matter department, participants Petrenko, Zhaketov. And also participant is scientific leader Viktor Aksyonov. Content of my report, few words about isotope reflectometry, and second, about results. Usual reflectometry measures reflected beam and refracted beam, and diffuse scattering around specular reflection and reflected beam. This is of specular reflection, small angle scattering, and small angle diffraction. And isotope reflectometry additionally measures secondary radiation. To secondary radiation relates gamma quant, nuclear splitting, charge particle, and also spin flip neutrons, which appear when the nuclear neutron captured by nuclear. Second moment of isotope reflectometry, it is that you must create the standing wave regime. In this case, you have special periodical distribution of neutron intensity, which exists if you have neutron reflector. And interference on falling and reflected neutrons create the periodical dependence of the neutrons. And secondary radiation intensity is proportional neutron density and distribution, special distribution of the isotopes. So if usual reflectometry measures sum of the potential interaction neutron of the medium, if you have two medium, 1, 2, and correspondingly 1, 2 interaction potential, so you have information about some interaction potential. You cannot understand how it connected with concrete isotopes. And isotope reflectometry measures conflict potential of neutron interaction, which connected isotope distribution. So the task of the project, the main task is creation of three registration channels secondary radiation, namely charge particle, gamma quants, and spin flip neutrons. and connected the task modernization next existing measurements modes, magnetic regime of the spectrometer, low temperature regime, and low scattering structures. Measurement of investigation of low scattering structures. First, channel, charge particle channel, we created for registration charge particle two ionization chambers. First ionization chamber has such construction, neutron enters with one side of the chamber and leave of the chamber with other side. It reflected and refracted the neutrons, and the charged particle registrates inside of the ionization chamber. We created two chambers, small chamber, which place between poles of the electromagnet. In this case, you can investigate magnetic structure. You registrate spin flip neutrons and charge particle. And we created big chamber. We see big chamber on the neutron beam in the spectrometer. Second channel registration on second radiation gamma quants. This is some platform. On the platform plays the germanium semiconductor detector. We see nitrogen cryostat. This you see schema antica inside, which surrounds the germanium detector. This is collimator that excludes gamma background from the reactor. You see process of the manufacturing the elements of gamma channel. This is magnetic circuit with poles for electromagnet. This platform elements, collimator, and the device for rotation of the electromagnet. And this is one cycle goniometer on which we place the cryostat and big ionization chamber. Also to the this equipment relates the detector. It's very good detector with efficiency 45% and with a resolution 0.8 kilo electron volt. Also anti-Compton protection of gamma detector, which consists from 8 crystals with photo amplifiers and preamplifiers. He is bought in firm, this equipment. Also, third channel, this magnetic circuit for polarization analyzer, neutron polarization analyzer, and the analyzer with 155 supermirrors. This analyzer places inside of the protection block. Analyzer can move perpendicular to the neutron beam and can rotate that to make a definite glancing angle of the neutron beam on the investigated structure. This full assembly of the protection block so looks so. This I show the picture which registrates it's a neutron. Channel is dependent from the wavelength of the neutron, this angle of the neutron beams, and this is direct beam, refracted beam, reflected beam. This picture relates to charged particle. This amplitude on the cathode of the chamber, this amplitude of signal on anode. These are alpha particles from lithium, fluorine layer. So it's capture of lithium 6 isotope. And the integrated signal, you see efficiency is equal from the triton and alpha particle. This intensity dependence, wavelength dependence of the neutrons and the triton, you see some maximum which corresponds that neutron intensity increases in the because exists standing wave neutron regime. Is normalized intensity, its reflectivity, and this the charged particle, you see that decreasing of the neutron reflectivity corresponds the increasing on the intensity charged particle. This spin flip magnetic channel, this non spin flip neutrons also decreasing, high spin flip neutrons correspond to increasing of the neutron intensity. This I show only charged particle channel, but for different the structure. The structure differ by the distance of the lithium layer relatively reflector, 5 nanometer or 15 nanometer. And correspondingly, you see that maximum at different wavelengths. This one and second wavelengths, this correspondence speaks that you register in regime of the standing wave. In this case, you can say bound position of the lithium layer. So for the it is really the isotope reflectometry. No, this calculated intensity, this experimental. Also for another sample with enhanced standing wave regime, two peaks, it's experimental dependence and calculated. You see good correspondence experimental to theoretical calculation. This the spin flip channel and charged particle. Spin flip channel gives bigger signal, sensitivity is better. Ну, correspondent the theoretical calculation. And this we received scientific results that interface has roughness with correlation weighs 100 micrometer. And final scientific results, special sensitivity charged particle channel 0.9 angstrom, special sensitivity spin flip channel 0.7 angstrom, beta sensitivity, amplitude sensitivity 1 bar now, but in principle at some optimization we can achieve 0.07 bar. Special resolution now 5 nanometer with glass reflector. If you make super mirror reflector, we can achieve atomic resolution 0.4 nanometer. Financial expenses, common total $390. It's bigger on $90 before we went. Financial sources, GNR budget $265, including Romanian contribution $20, Russian fundamental investigation $125. Publication, we had 20 years ago publication which demonstrated that we registered standing wave regime neutron through the secondary radiation, namely charge particle, gamma quant and spin flip. And now with connection with project, we have publication in crystallography journal where foundated the method isotope refractometry, and now we directed publication where showed the spectrometer, new spectrometer isotope refractometry, and also prepared in the new instrument methods journal methods we describe and the instrument new spectrometer. Final remarks. Project is successfully completed. Tetramer spectrometer created new 3-channel secondary radiation and 2-channel of them tested. Last gamma channel will be tested in this autumn. Nuclear physics and condensed matter department showed brief to get their work. Because successful realization of the project, laboratory proposed to close the project. Thank you very much for attention.
Thank you very much, Yura, for this excellent summary, which is now open for questions, remarks, and general discussion. So may I remind you once again that we are about closing the project, so we definitely have to say something about it. Maybe I have just one question. So congratulations once again. I think the project has really been completed successfully. Nevertheless, I wonder whether you already have some scientific results in the sense that this method has been applied to solving physical problems. In your examples, you always brought vanadium, cobalt iron, blah, blah, blah. So I suspect that this probably comes from the old topics of cryptoferromagnetism and so on and so forth. Maybe I am wrong. Can you already say something about the, for example, the penetration of magnetism into superconductors or whatever with this standing wave method?
Of course, the project appeared in connection some scientific task. First task from Ekaterinburg, iron adalinium system. When you have one way adalinium, second iron, it's interact, so you have some rotation, rotation of the magnetization, and question with iron and the adalinium, it's connected in what fraction of the iron and adalinium. Second, task appeared from Hungary. People wanted to investigate diffusion of adalinium. Our task was interaction the ferromagnetic wave with superconductor area because exists proximity effect. At interface exists some mixture of the two elements, so not clear how phenomena which appear superconductivity and magnetic is connected with the contacted elements. It's now task. What I saw three tasks which exist, and now we want first investigate adalinium niobium system. What in connection proximity phenomena. First task, what we want to investigate, this method.
Thank you very much. Further questions, comments? Nothing? Maybe one more question from me. You know that recently new kind of holography, neutron holography, has been developed by Laszlo Cser, his co-workers, Krexter, and so on and so forth, which is closely related to standing wave methods. Do you think that your method can be also applied to neutron holography?
I don't know, it's a difficult question. Holography or radiography?
Holography.
Holography.
Holography, which is basically also standing wave method.
I think possible, but I don't very good know holography. I am sorry. So.
Thank you very much. Well, it's, okay. I also don't know the answer, of course. Yeah. Okay. So. No. Of course. If there are no more questions, comments, then thank you once again. We will certainly formulate our resolution in the final resolution of this meeting. And now I think we may proceed with the next presentation, which will be given by Professor Gostkin. Development of a facility for measurement with test electron beams at DLMP, LINAC 2000 proposal for opening a new project within the scheme novel semiconductor detectors for fundamental and applied research. And so this is a new project now, and accordingly we will have also review reports. So the floor is yours, please.
Okay, dear colleagues, I want to present you our new project. The development of facility for measurements with test electron beams at the GLEPOV Laboratory of Nuclear Problems. Here you can see the project authors, and the main authors are from GLEPOV Laboratory of Nuclear Problems. R&D of new type of detector is the main task of GNR, and excuse me. Let me see. R&D of new type of detector is one of the main tasks of the GNR problems, and we want to produce a new detector for collider experiment. Such as ILC, CLIC, high luminosity LAC, NICA, and this detector should allow us to work under high load, and at the same time we should work required accuracy and the reliability of particle identifications. The R&D is not only interested for collider experiment. Also, search of neutrinoless muon conversion experiments need the new detectors to. Needs to detect when you want to check the very weak signal from electrons and also the applied research such as biology, material science and medicine needs R&D of new types of detector. Usually the new detector investigates by some source of elementary particles. For example, cosmic rays, radionuclide source, but the main, as I think, the beam of charged particles from accelerator. This have some advantages as tunable energy and intensity, possibility of the reliable identification and precise timing and coordinate information. Unfortunately, there are no any electron test beams at GNR now. In this transparency, you can see that there are about a dozen scientific accelerated center in which you can measure your detector using electron test beams. But the shifts is allocated a month before you want to work, and it's difficult to plan your measurements. But in our laboratory, we have the accelerator LINAC 200. This accelerator located in the building 118, in the ground floor accelerator structure in the tunnel 20 meters long, behind the concrete shieldings, and on the first floor, the modulator, klystrons, and the control room. A few words about history of this accelerator. It was produced in 1975, was modernization in 1990, and in 2000, this accelerator moving to GNR as part of the project DELSI. At 2011, the first beam of 20 MeV was obtained, and in August last year, the physical startup at 220 MeV was done. The linear electron accelerator consists of injector, buncher, and 12 acceleration stations. The energy of this accelerator up to 800 MeV. The structure of beam is pulsed with pulse length up to 3 microseconds. The current of the pulse can be set in a wide range of values. The frequency of pulse is set to range up to 100 hertz. As I said before, the physical startup was in August, and you can see the upper line, the current electron beam after first station, and here the current after fourth accelerator station with the energy 220. I want to say that the project's goal is come from physical startup to test beams. What we should do for this? First, finalize commissioning, then tuning the accelerator and development of test beams with energy up to 220 MeV. And next step, to increase the energy up to 100 MeV and development of high energy test beam. Main elements of accelerator, such as accelerated structure, modulator, klystrons, is in good condition and have sufficient resource for long-term operation. Some technological system need to be upgraded or replacement, such as vacuum system pump or accelerator control system. Now we have two channels for beam output from drift gap after first station, acceleration stations. And it's educational beam, and also we have the test beam for measurement located here. This is the beam of accelerator. We plan to develop four channels for beam output after third, fourth, sixth, and eighth stations with different energy. The energy spread should be less than 1%, and we should focus on the focal spot beam less than 1 millimeter, and at the same time we need to defocus in the beam for uniform illuminations in the large area up to 20 centimeter. Beam intensity varies. Beam intensity from in wide region, and the beam stability should be less than 5% when carry out measurements. Each test beam should have some equipment. First, it's bending magnet, quadruple lens to focus the beam, horizontal and vertical collimator, vacuum pump, pipe with windows for beam transportation, and its output into the air. Necessary set of supporting structure and positioning system for radiation load detector, local shielding for reduction of radiation loading, and improvement of background condition during the experiment. Also, we need a device to measure and monitor beam characteristics such as energy, coordinate and direction, intensity, focal spot size, and stability over time. We want that when user will come to work, he should bring only his own detector and electronics, and all other equipment should be in the test beam. The requirements for the beam dependence of the problem to be solved. First is research of radiation hardness of detectors, electronics, materials, for example, for FCAL collaboration, it depicts Mu2E experiment. We need high intensity for this research and uniform illumination of a large area. Second is the study of crystal, strobe detectors and others for Mu2E comet experiments. We need low intensity, which allow to minimize the imposition of signal up and measure the response of the detector to single electrons. When working with crystal with a flash time of several tens to nanoseconds of Linac at a frequency 50 Hz, it's necessary to work with a beam with intensity of several tens to of electrons. And this gives us 10-20 triggers per second. We need the lowest possible background from scattering electrons, gamma rays, electrons, and neutrons. Energy spreads at the level 1-3%. Also, R&D for NICA experiments, semiconductor detector, MPGD, and others. A few words about educational programs. The following practical activity can be performed at the training beam of the Linac facility. which can do operation of vacuum equipment, study of magnetic optics, beam diagnostic, emitter measurement. Also, at LINAC facility, it's possible to carry out training to study response of RIS particle detector. In future, laboratory classes to measure electron scattering of nucleus, research of giant resonance and others are planned. Here you can see our work plan. Next year, we plan to upgrade the vacuum system of four stations. Development of accelerator control system, equipping the two existing test beam with standard set of detectors, and start the practice of training beam. Next year, installation and commissioning another four acceleration stations, construction test beam after third and fifth stations. And the last year, installation, the last four acceleration stations and construction test beam after 8 and 11 stations. We asked from GNR budget 805 kilo United States and the main part for equipment and materials. In conclusion, I want to say that electron accelerator LINAC 200 produced first beam in the previous years. We propose to use the machine as a base of the new test beam facility to enhance the detector for R&D at the Laboratory of Nuclear Problems and other scientific groups of GNR laboratory and from GNR member states. Several test beam with the energy up to 800 MeV and wide range of beam intensity are planned. Invaluable opportunity for practical training of young accelerator engineering and particle physicists. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right now, I would only ask for urgent questions, because afterwards we will hear the reviewer reports and discussion will follow afterwards. Are there any urgent questions to the speaker? Yes, Boris.
The upgrade of the accelerator up to 800 MeV. You requested funding from GNR. Does not comprise this upgrade?
We need about 800 kilo USD for 800 MeV energy of our accelerator, because now only the first part of our here it is. Now only the first part of our accelerator are located in our building, and we received the beam, test beam after four stations with this energy. And after 3 years, we want to receive the 800 MeV test beam from full accelerator.
Abihan.
Мы использовали для ИРН facility. Значит, и еще часть будет использована для источника резонансных нейтронов. Вы знаете об этом. Оставшаяся часть, она находится скажем, прямо не в очень хорошем состоянии, но как пособие для студентов, вот придумано было, что на нем обучать можно студентов, молодых ученых, с реальной некой машиной. Но я не думаю, что это хороший вариант, там биться за 800 МЭФ. Это старая машина, вы поймите, она же, это остаток от синхротрона, старого первого поколения, который приехал из Голландии. И вот мы хотим на базе какого-то старого очень прибора что-то вкладывать деньги, может, что-нибудь попроще придумать для тестирования различных детекторов и так далее.
You can see here the history of this machine. I agree with you that this accelerator was produced in this year, but in 1990 it was modernization and produced new klystrons, and this machine have about 30,000 hours, at least 30,000 hours operation time. So I think we need to commission this machine to full energy, because the physicists need this machine for R&D of our detectors.
May add something?
Yes, please.
I think this accelerator is rather good condition for now, till now, and at least 20 MeV it can produce, and it produces it right now, and we hope we have some separate additional parts, spare parts of this machine, and we hope what 8 MeV is possible to reach at this accelerator without any problem with indicated budget.
Sasha.
Sorry, in this case you just provoke a question I really didn't understand, because the major part of your cost is upgrade of the vacuum system. It's about $250,000. And now we're told the machine is in good shape. It's a bit controversial. If it's in good shape, why you have to need such a lot of money for vacuum upgrades?
Here you can see our table for our equipment, and we need 720 kilodollars, and you can see all item what we need here.
It's work now, but vacuum system decided to be upgraded because
the vacuum system.
This system actually not in very good condition.
Vacuum system should be replaced.
But this is not the main part of accelerator, and should be upgraded.
Frankly speaking, I have a basic problem with the topics. This is a condensed matter pack, and I don't know whether this belongs to our competency. What you have presented, this is a wonderful project, but without any visible scientific impact to condensed matter physics. You had just one sentence, even twice, but it doesn't matter, that there could be applications in biology, medicine, and material science. That may be, but this is no science case yet. I very well remember when this machine was first at this PAC, that was the DELSI project. And our committee that time was very critical, and probably that was one of the main reasons why it, in its original form, has not been realized. Nevertheless, there was a booklet called Science Case, but it was not well-founded. Right now we have not more than just one sentence. So we have, we will, of course, hear the reviews. Actually, that's why I thought that it would be better to start with the reviews, but nevertheless, they are positive. But these two reviews come from non-Condesmata people. The third reviewer would have been Pavel Mikula, member of our PAC. He unfortunately has not submitted his review. I don't know the real reason. Maybe he was busy, I don't know. But right now we have two positive reviews, we will hear them, but from experts from the nuclear physics, particle physics, accelerator physics side, nothing from condensed matter physics. So I would not say that we should say no. I feel that we are just not competent at the moment. I'm sorry for saying that. But right now I would suggest let's hear first two reviews. So please, I don't think that any of the reviewers is present, right?
Right, okay. I don't see.
Then please, Oleg, read.
Okay, yes, thank you. We have two referee reports. First of all, is presented by Professor Alexeev from Julepov Laboratory. I'll just briefly mention the key points, maybe, of his referee report. This report is also positive, as Professor Natsia said. The reviewer mentioned that the proposed project aims to expand the experimental base of the laboratory of nuclear problems, the development of an accelerator equipment to conduct methodical studies of particle detectors at electron beams. DLNP has a rich history of scientific and methodological research and development of most various detectors. This applies not only to experiments conducted at GNR, but also to off-site experiments at accelerators of other world scientific centers. The second part of the referee report is also close to what was said by authors. I will skip it. Then, after the referee report mentioned that to create test electronic beams, the project authors plan to use the LINAC 200 accelerator, which was brought to DLNP about 15 years ago. It is also mentioned that authors' team includes specialists in the field of accelerator building who already have a great experience with the LINAC accelerator, as well as employees of LNP, MHPD, and colliding beam department, having experience in the development of detectors and testing them on beams of accelerators. In the opinion of the referee, the authors of the project should pay special attention to two circumstances. Firstly, the beam quality has very important, and secondly, in the implementation of the project should provide not only the beam output channels and equipment to measure its characteristics, but also the organization of jobs of employees who test detectors. The referee thinks that financial costs of the project implementation is described in detail in the project submitted, and he believes that the presented project should be fully supported as a project of the first priority of GRNR. This is a main magic conclusion by first referee. The second referee report comes from Butker Institute of Nuclear Physics of Siberian branch of Russian Academy of Science, and this deals mainly with certain applications of maybe the project or results of the project. In particular, referee mentioned that project authors defined the necessity to calibrate detector system as a key application of the future accelerator. It mentioned that among scientific goals are nuclear physics and high energy physics. It mentioned that for industrial application, detector systems are necessary for X-ray facilities based on linear accelerators. That electron beams of different intensity and duration can be used for electron beam treatment of materials, generation of electromagnetic radiation, including targets radiation for the investigation of ultra-soft processes, etc. And specially mentioned that attention should be made of the on the application of the LINAC 200 project for study goals. At this facility, it will be possible to gain experience with scientific elements of the accelerators, control and diagnostic system, accelerator, electron beams, and this is an application for I think educational purpose that is also mentioned in the report. So, and finally, referee mentioned that the LINAC 200 project seems to be promising and highly demanded, and that its implementation provides it gets enough funding and staff goes without saying. That it means that the referee supports also an opening of this project. So that's all what we have from the side of referees.
Thank you, Oleg. So, yes, please.
Maybe I some comment. First, I think that why we asking you, your park, for this support? Because I think that this project just first step, in direction of construction new device, which will widely use it also in our laboratory perhaps, as a device for applied research. Applied research, research in condensate, and so on. It's only first step. In future, we will care a lot about what we really plan to do here in this field. There is no problem, as I understood. There is no problem with accelerator in this project. But technically, I think it's solvable. But the main point to allow us to make first steps. We need a team. We need a project. We need support for doing this research, for pushing forward this device, and we arranged this process as a project to allow people to be responsible. I, as a director, can ask them, "What are you doing? We give you money, please do it," and we can ask them. So this is some organization point, and. I didn't see another community like this, like your park, for this purpose, because it is not, as you said, accelerator problem. It is not for particle physics, it is not for nuclear physics, it is future for your physics. This is my point, a point of mine. This is only first step. In principle, I don't care at the moment about 800 of MEV, MMV accelerator. Would be nice to have 200 or 220, but stable and working. Maybe next step, thinking about high energy. Thank you.
Thank you very much. May I respond? Oh, or yes, please.
Vadim, first of all, I'd like to remind you, it was the accelerator from synchrotron radiation source at that time. At that time was idea to start the synchrotron radiation source for condensed matter in our institute. But we haven't enough money to create modern synchrotron radiation source. But from Holland we take without money, this come to here, spent on transportation and so on, but it was many, many years ago. It was not good idea. I must say, up to now. But for what such accelerator in our institute? What's the main idea?
This is another accelerator. This is not synchrotron radiation. It's an electron beam.
I understand, but
it's
for...
It's an electron beam.
For, it's a modern accelerator, not...
It is enough to do the work which we already started to do. We have crystals to be tested. We have a small detector to be irradiated. Of course, this is the right time. This is all, I agree. Before, we have no reason to think about it. Now, the reasons are. We have some physical reasons to this beam. This is why we started to think and repair and so on.
Dennis, I have a problem.
Yes.
Vadim, I also have a question to you. It was said to the committee that this is highly demanded by the laboratory for different tasks, this accelerator. But the figures of the working time for the accelerator are, in my view, very small. 200, 300, 500 hours per year. It is nothing. It's peanuts.
At least...
Is it true that the highly demanded accelerator it is? If it's 500 hours per year, it is, in my view, not highly demanded. Is it worthwhile to spend 800 kilo dollar for that purpose? Please explain.
I just said that only start. It's only the beginning of the process. We should repair, for example, building to make a good condition for people. It's a complex problem, not just a simple to connect and push a beam.
Just a moment, Stanislav. May I also respond? You told that this is only the first step. I wonder why it can't be the second step, which is the usual way. So first, one should come up with a science case. Otherwise, I think this pack is just not competent. If you present a nice science case, what you with this high-energy electrons would like to do, for example, studying defects in metals, blah, 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 then we can say, yes, fine, it's really worthwhile, or we can say, we are sorry, we don't support. But without this information, we just can't say either yes or no. Stanislav, I think it's you are also waiting.
So I just arrived in time, probably. Because in 2014, Committee of Plenipotential make a decision and ask University Center to organize training works to train engineer physicists. And we try to solve this program, we start looking what kind of machine can be used to realize this program. It is clear nobody will allow untrained student to touch NICA facility or super heavy facility or reactor or whatever. But this machine was perfectly suited for this to and we starting from 2014 we organize a small group of young engineers around this accelerator, and we already did a lot to organize such training. And when this machine will be commissioning, we will pretty sure will switch on for much more hours than it is written here in this project. So this machine will work for the students. Already students build there some student beam, which they created by their own hands. And this is very important. Of course, it is nothing to, I mean, our activity is nothing to do with scientific activity at this accelerator, but it can be interrelated. Young people can do science at this small machine, solve some scientific, small scientific problems, participate in some projects, scientific projects. So I think this project should be supported in view of this potential use of this machine for the educational purposes, for training purposes. Thank you.
Yes, in fact, we already discussed the scientific program, and it already started to be fulfilled. But maybe in the talk, it is not presented in enough amount. I don't know.
As concerning Stanislav's remark, I think training is a very strong argument. This is no question. I still wonder whether it belongs only to our PAC. But okay, but. Neither a real the science case, nor this training case has been described in detail yet. So I wonder whether we could just postpone our decision and also suggest the directorate to ask also other PACs. Maybe the science case will be more relevant to them. I don't know. I just don't know. Right now, I don't feel that we are in the position to decide. By the way, this project belongs or should belong to the SEAM to the SEAM novel semiconductor detectors for fundamental and applied research. This SEAM seems to be a collection of very many things. For example, positron annihilation. Strictly speaking, positron annihilation has also little to do with semiconductor detectors. So I don't know, and I know that basically this SEAM comes to this PAC. So I'm afraid that we have to say something just for organizational reasons. So I think our decisions should be postponed by at least half a year, and we should ask for a detailed science case and also a training case. Everything welcome, and afterwards we can discuss it. Yes, please.
Very short comments, dear chairman. I would like to say that no one physical program could not be based on nothing. First of all, it should be new modern detectors. And what you mentioned about these topics in our plan, this is activity which is not very well established in GNR. All other institute has a huge program of R&D on new detectors and ready for the new, how to say, challenge of the next scientific program. And for me, it's... So I cannot agree with you that only physical motivation is the reason to present some project and proposal. I think that technical or scientific R&D for new detectors, and which we try to accumulate in these topics. This is not only semiconductor detectors. You know this, for example, tomography, new detector for tomography, for radiography, are concentrated in these topics, which you mentioned.
Yes, I absolutely agree with you. It may be that some new projects can be started without any science case, just for technical reasons, and so on and so forth. But our PAC's competency is science. Then it should not come to this PAC. I mean, no one forces the directorate to make a decision only with the support of the condensed matter PAC or whichever PAC. But we can say something only about the science case, I'm afraid so. I don't say any word against the project once again. I only feel that we cannot say anything at the moment. But if you disagree with me, I mean the members of the PAC, just say that, okay, I know, I can decide. I personally certainly cannot.
Sorry, but could you recommend which PAC is suitable for discussion R&D with the detectors?
This is not our problem, this is the problem of the directorate. We are an advisory body of the directorate in condensed matter physics, and only in condensed matter physics.
But we have no another way.
Then just please ask the directorate. But join our directorate.
As a member of the directorate, I can ask you, I can send, I approved to sending this project to your PAC, asking for your advices.
I can't comment further on that. So at least I personally don't feel competent, and I wonder which PAC member feels competent at the moment. It's okay.
Vadim, you know very well that this problem concerning the different type of detectors, it's a very important task. Exactly, Georgi told about it. But it's problem maybe nuclear physics applied research. It's not condensed matter physics. It's not condensed matter physics. On nuclear physics, PAC, maybe it's most suitable place for discussion such problem.
So if there are no more comments, then I think we... Oh, yes, it's true.
Only joke. In your budget, your laboratory, enough money. If you have money, you can direct, contribute to solve this problem.
We did it several years in advance. We did...
In advance.
We want project to arrange it correctly. You to ask people for responsibility.
They
can ask me.
Main problem of Gelepov laboratory, two things. First of all, Baikal GVD detector, very beautiful project. Another one, very active participate in neutrino physics, different experiment. Also, the many, much money it depends. Another thing, very active participate at CERN, at ATLAS facility, upgrade ATLAS, future experiment, and so on. I don't understand this.
Our laboratory is the beginning of institution. All our activities are in our laboratory still survive. So it's not good. What's the problem?
Yeah, so just to make clear, of course, when I was speaking about directorate, as a directorate, I was hinting at the GINR directorate, not the Gelepov laboratory directorate, this is clear. Anyway, okay, I think we may discuss it further tomorrow at the closed session, maybe also tonight during the reception, but now we have to proceed because we are a little bit beyond schedule. So let me ask the next speaker, Professor Natić, I think, yeah?
Yep.
Yes? Okay.
Right here.
Theory of condensed matter and proposal for opening a new theme, theory of complex systems and advanced materials. So Professor Natić, the floor
Thank
is yours.
You. Dear Chairman and members of the committee, dear guests, let me give you a short summary of the closing theme of Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics, theory of condensed matter, and then to inform you about a proposal to open a new theme for a time period of next 5 years. The leaders are Vladimir Osipov and Alexander Pavlovsky, and the theme contains two projects, complex materials and nanostructures, with spokesperson Osipov and Nikolai Maximilianovich Plakida. And second part is contemporary problems of statistical physics, with spokespersons Alexander Pavlovsky and recently deceased Vyacheslav Priyazhev. In contents of this theme, research was done in the three basic directions. Strongly correlated systems where study was devoted to high temperature superconductors, colossal magnetoresistance compounds, heavy fermion systems, low-dimensional quantum magnets with strong spin orbital interactions. Second was physics of nanostructures with the study of carbon nanostructures, quantum transports in molecular devices, spin dynamics of magnetic nanoclusters, fractal structures, layered superconductors and superconducting nanostructures in the external fields, resonance, radiative and chaotic properties of intrinsic Josephson junction in high temperature superconductors. And last, a modern problem of statistical mechanics with exactly solvable models of equilibrium on and non-equilibrium statistical physics, phase transition and critical phenomena, self-organized criticality, etc. I would like to give some information about the personal working to achieve the set out objectives. The plot shows the qualification structure of researchers including in the team. These are 4 years averages, and the total number was around 40 researchers. It can be seen that qualitatively the core of teams is formed from research scientists, senior research scientists, and leading researchers, научный сотрудник, старший научный, and ведущий научный сотрудник. It is 75%. At present, we have 12 doctors of science and 22 PhD and candidates of science included in the team. We did our best to include graduate and PhD students whose diploma and PhD thesis were directly related to the team task. The representatives of pretty much all the member countries were accepted into the team project, and also many of them are long-term position in our laboratory, as shows in the slide. Moreover, within the framework of the team, the intensive international collaboration took place not only with participation of scientists and scientific institutions from member countries, but also of scientists from non-member countries, and you can see in the slide. Let me say about a few words about funding. The overall financial resources allocated yearly for this team from the budget of the Institute are more than $2 million. And we have additional the additional resources were obtained from the plenipotentiary grants, for example, from Azerbaijan, Romania, and Slovak, Czech Republic, and common scientific program. It was around $80,000 per year. Obviously, the obtained results were represented in various forms, published in a journal, presented in seminars and international conferences, and the schools, moreover, the schools for graduate PhD students and young scientists were organized on topics from the team. Let me shortly present the most important ones. The slide shows the number of publications in journal, books, chapters in books, review articles, conference proceedings, presentation at conference. I would like to mention that our colleagues publish in top journals such as Nature Communication, but other prestigious journals as Physical Review Letters, Physical Review B, Applied Physical Letter, European Physical Letters, and so on. Each year, we organizing the traditional the school of for graduate and PhD student advanced methods of modern theoretical physics, integrable and stochastic system, which was 7 years ago initiated by Professor Burdick from the Prague Technical University. Each year we are organizing the traditional conference in Dubna, nucleation theory and applications, and we consider as very important for us for coming international workshop, low dimensional material theory modeling experiment. The reason is that it will discuss various aspects of new materials, yet it is directed on some applications. And as you will see, In International Advisory Committee, we have a very distinguished scientists, including the Nobel Prize holder Novoselov from University of Manchester. The best result of our scientific work was very awarded by general prizes in the theoretical physics. There were two important works in the study of high temperature superconductivity. It was a theory of spin fluctuation at high temperature superconductivity, comprised by Nikolai Maximilianovich Plakida and his team. And second was strong electron correlations in underdoped high temperature superconductors with Yevgeny Kochetov, with him a team, and collaborators with Brazil and Poland. For us, we highly appreciate the last prize from Physics Instruments and Methods, given for joint work titled Structure of Deterministic Mass Surface and Multiphase Fractals, Theory and Methods of Analyzing the Intensity of Small Angle Scattering Down, by our colleague Osipov Anita Cherny, together with experimental physicists from Laboratory of Neutron Physics, Kuklin and Maria Balashoy. I would like also to draw your attention to work Tunnel Fields Effect Transistor on the Base of Graphene by Osipov and Katkov, published in Applied Physics Letters, which results in patent issues by the Russian Federation. We have no many time, but therefore I try to give you a very short overview of research. Because we regularly present our results in the meeting of our PAC, and I think that tomorrow, yes, our young people will present their work in present in poster session, I think about 10 works, yes, more 10 works, yes. Nevertheless, I would like to stress the work our colleague Yushankai, his work, a common work with experimentalists. They published their results in Nature Communications, and they predict theoretically the new type of magnetic ground state in the layered iridium oxides. Important, as I already said in the slide about prices, general prices, was the work about high temperature superconductivity in comprades by Plakida and team. They developed microscopic theory of high energy superconductivity based on extended Haber model, where the intense inter-site Coulomb repulsion and electron-phonon interaction are taken into account. Another work, but quite different approach, was made by Yevgeny Kochetov, and in this work, for the first time, their results reproduce experimental data on the ordering in whole doped cuprates with microscopic model. Here we see another works by Yushankai, an experimentalist from laboratory of neutron physics, Balagurov, Bobrikov, Pomyashkin, and Cheplakov, with titled Studies of Magnetic and Structure Phase Transitions with High Resolution Neutron Diffraction and Modern Quantum Models of Magnetism. Here is another work, the same after. And here's important work because it's directed to the enough high experimental potential, and it was done by our colleagues Osipov, Katkov, and a young scientist Olga Isaeva, who presented the work on the poster session in at our meeting in previous years. We consider as important work the Yuri Shukrinov with his team of young people whose collaborate very intensively with experimental group from different countries, from Slovakia, Egypt, Japan, and another. Here is another work by our colleague Yukalov, where they new effect predict and describe theoretically as well as confirmed by numerical simulations and experiments with cool-trapped atoms. And another one is small angle scattering from deterministic surface fractals. This is an example of our collaboration with laboratory experimental group from Laboratory of Neutron Physics. In this cycle of works, new properties of fractals were predicted, and new methods for extracting structural information of fractals from small angle scattering was developed. Any surface fractal in this theory is decomposed into mass fractal interactions of the same fractal dimension. And it follows from this decomposition that the scattering amplitude of surface fractal can be calculated as a sum of the mass fractal amplitude. Small angle scattering from a surface fractal is explained in terms of power law distribution of size of object composing the fractal. And at the end, I would like to pay your attention of our group, which develop mathematical algorithms for solution of many problems of many particle systems. I would like to mention the Prieze, Povolotsky, Derbyshev, Pogosyan, Papayan, Bunzarova, Pesheva, Brankov, and Spiridonov. And I would like to pay your attention to our regular reports on the meeting of our committee. It was the Katkov, young scientist Olga Isaeva, who presented her poster, which was selected as the best poster at the session. And I think that it was presented and at Scientific Council. Another is Yushankai. He presented his results from experimental group Katkov, Shukrinov. This is important that Professor Shukrinov presented on our meeting results obtained in collaboration with Germany, Slovakia, South Africa, Egypt, Japan, India, and Tajikistan. Okay. In previous slides, we could see that research in the last years was done in several main directions. It is purely fundamental research based on long-term experience of Bogoljubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics in fields of solid-state physics and statistical systems. There is a commitment to work on problems directly related to contemporary experimental research, and consequently there is a direct communication between our theoreticians, not only with experimental physics from general laboratories, but experimental physics from member states. Moreover, there is a desire to use our long-term experience and methodics developed by our theoreticians in research of new materials, for example, graphene, etc., with possibility to model real devices. All of these new tendencies are considered in formulation of new SIEM objectives, which are formulated on the basis of the following principles: to preserve and further advance the traditional fundamental research in fields of solid-state physics and statistical mechanics, simultaneously to not neglect the possibility to pursue the theoretical research of more pragmatic themes linked to research of new materials, such as, for example, nanostructures and nanomaterials, and of course to contribute to hot topics, to still not properly researched and understood fundamental phenomena such as, for example, high temperature superconductivity. These new tendencies and commitments are also reflected in naming of the new theme, which should sufficiently enough reflect the essence of our research in the next 5 years and follow up continuously on the old theme. We propose the title of the new theme, Theory of Complex Systems and Advanced Materials, with leaders Vladimir Osipov and Alexander Pavlovsky, which will contain three projects: it's complex materials, spokesman Anita Splakida, nanostructures and nanomaterials, spokesperson Osipov and Kochetov, and mathematical models of statistical physics of complex systems, spokesperson Pavlovsky and Brankov. Some words about complex materials and main aims. They are combined theoretical experimental study together with laboratory of neutron physics of effects of high pressure on structural, electronic and magnetic properties of heavy rare earth metals. Theoretical and experimental investigation of the structure of complex hierarchical systems, including surface fractals and multifractals. Investigation of electronic properties, collective excitations, phase transition in complex systems such as strongly correlated electronic systems, low dimensional quantum magnets with complicated lattice. It is planned to apply tools based on the quantum Monte Carlo method, which were developed in BLTP, to study the properties of the superconducting phase in cuprates. It is planned to develop theoretical description of equilibrium and non-equilibrium properties of finite quantum systems, including trapped atoms and molecules, dipolar and spinor nanosystems, and complex quantum works. Second project, nanostructures and nanomaterials. It is theoretical investigations of electronic and transport properties of two-dimensional materials, graphene, phosphorene, silicon, and other. Transport properties of systems formed by low-dimensional structures with detector biomolecules attached to them in order to analyze the sensory characteristics of these devices. Theoretical analysis of the physical properties of fluorinated and oxidized graphene. It is common work with experimental group from Filolov Laboratory of Nuclear Reaction. In investigations of resonance, chaotic and topological feature of Josephson nanostructures and superconducting devices. Important feature of these investigations our collaborations with Laboratory on Information Technology, the solution of many state problems, relies on computer modeling within the framework packages for quantum chemical calculations, molecular dynamics, and density functional. For this reason, close collaboration with lead Jenner is planned primarily by using the supercomputer Gaurun. And at least some words about mathematical models of statistical physics of complex system. We plan to work studies of statistics of particle flows on the lattice in stochastic models, like inclusion-exclusion processes with generalized interaction, zero-range processes, and avalanche processes. The probability of non-local configurations in the branching polymers or spanning trees models, their limit shapes and fluctuations in the scaling limit will be obtained. Statistics of the boundary of visited domain in the proposed of BLPT Eulerian Volk model will be studied. In addition to the studies of models of equilibrium and non-equilibrium statistical physics, a major attention will be paid to development of mathematical methods related to the theory of integrable systems, theory of phase transition, and conformal field theories. A few words about funding. This is very similar to the previous budget. Budget from the Jenner. Total expenses for 5 years is more than 12 million US dollars, and structure of the budget will be similar as previously. Salary, international cooperation, materials, equipment, infrastructure of laboratory. Additional financing, we hope that we, as usual, obtain grants of plenipotentiaries, projects, common program. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much for this detailed report and also presenting your plans. Since we are now well beyond our schedule, before opening the floor for discussion, I would like to invite our secretary to read the reviews. Unfortunately, none of the reviewers is present.
Yes. So we have three referee reports. First of them is presented by Professor Buzato from the Institute of Atomic Physics in Romania. He is also a plenipotentiary of Romanian government, or GNR. So I would briefly mention the most important points of his referee report. First, referee notes that the new theme suggests further research in the mentioned areas with an emphasis of modern trends in condensed matter physics. The referee marks the fact that the project includes notable cooperation with two experimental laboratories of GNR, it means Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics and Fleurer Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions, and also with the Laboratory of Information Technologies. In the opinion of referee, such cooperation is very useful and productive. The very attractive point is the list of participating countries, institutes, and organizations, which includes almost all GNR member states, in particular Romania, which is the country from which referee from. For the implementation of the project, adequate funds are requested by the opinion of referee, mainly for salaries. Considering the high professional qualification of the participants from GNR and from partner institutions, one can confidently expect the successful fulfillment of the stated tasks within the report, within the presented theme, within the planned schedule and the full scope. And finally, the referee strongly recommends and strongly supports the opening of the new theme for the period of 5 years, from 2019 to 2023. So the second referee report is from a member of our program advisory committee, from Professor Sangar Delek. Also on the key points of his referee reports. First, Professor Sangha mentioned that many of the formulated tasks are directly related to ongoing or planned experiments in GNR. This is a strong point of the proposal. He notes that neutron scattering experiments performed in the Frank Laboratory of Neutron Physics is the field, among others, which meets the activity mentioned in the proposal. He mentioned that staff consists of qualified specialists both from GNR and GNR member states with research experience in fields mentioned in the proposals, and it is mentioned that that the presence of rather large number of young researchers is also one of the strongest points of the theme. That the activity during the last 5 years is very impressive, that it results in more than 200 publications in recognized journals and in presentations at prestigious international conferences. The laboratory also has some activity which devoted to holding of both international conferences and schools in Dubna. And finally, Professor Sangha fully supports continuation of this theme. It means the opening of new theme, because this is a closure of the theme, for the period of 5 years in future. So, third referee report is presented by Professor Tonche from Institute for Solid-State Physics of Bulgarian Academy of Sciences. This is also underlined. The strong point of the proposals is attracting of young scientists and very, let's say, interdisciplinary nature of the theme. That is a variable feature of the proposed theme is a substantial part of research which we carried out in collaboration with experimental laboratories of Joint Institute as well as with some other institutes, for example, the Institute of Semiconductor Physics of Siberian branch of Russian Academy of Sciences, as well as collaboration with other member states. It's also underlined that the main team of researchers from BLTP is highly qualified, well known to the scientific community by their report at international conferences and publications in leading scientific journals. And finally, the referee also strongly commends an approval of the proposed theme for the next 5 years. Actually, that's all what we have concerning this proposals from the referees.
Thank you very much, Oleg. I wonder whether anybody would like to comment. I think this is a very obvious case. This is one of the most successful projects traditionally belonging to our PAC, that of the Bogolyubov Laboratory. Mm-hmm. It's obviously of very high standard. And what was presented, this is basically the continuation, of course, in a form upgraded and changed, but I think we should just support it. I wonder whether you agree with such a... No, okay. Okay, then we will formally conclude tomorrow, but I don't think there will be a big surprise. So thank you once again. And now let me announce the coffee break, I guess.
Yes.
And now please help me when we should...
20 minutes.
20 minutes from now on. Exactly, okay.